In a bid to drive more tourism activity in Jamaica, major infrastructure improvements are coming to enhance the country's air capacity. This is WAVS News. Word comes from the Director of the Airports Authority of Jamaica, Audley Diedrich. According to the Director of the Airports Authority, work is being done to expand the nation's airport to match expectations.
Current terminal at Sangster can only take the projections up to about 2034 done. And so we are now planning actively to put plans in place to build a new terminal at the Sangster International Airport to replace that current terminal.
According to Diedrich, Negril will see a new airport in 5 to 7 years to better serve Western parishes.
When you raise these subjects, people get very antsy and they're going to have an airport tomorrow and it's going to take away MBJ's traffic. A greenfield development like that, between master planning phase into business planning phase, into development and implementation phase, into operational phase, you could see between 5 to 7 years.
A minority member of parliament in Trinidad and Tobago saying that as a member of the United Nations, Trinidad and Tobago needs to be in possession of sufficient evidence and information before associating itself with any military action.
I would remind you, our principled position, first of all, is on matters of regional security. Trinidad and Tobago cannot recuse itself from an approach for CARICOM consensus and a CARICOM position.
PNM Member of Parliament and former Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Amory Brown was responding to this comment made on Tuesday by Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesar.
Our willingness in accepting the U.S. in the waters of the Southcom, in the Southern Caribbean, in the international waters, I'm very happy about that. That is my sovereign right for the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Remember, many of the other CARICOM nations do not have the carnage we have here.
In news from St. Lucia, a Caribbean law firm has announced a bursary aimed at giving young lawyers from the region hands-on experience in the U.S. justice system. Stan Bruputo, which specializes in complex cross-border disputes, is offering the bursary in partnership with international legal charity Amicus. The bursary will allow one candidate to spend 3 months working on death penalty cases through one of Amicus's 20 American affiliate offices. Facilitators say the placement is intended to expose Caribbean legal professionals to the intricacies of capital defense while providing training they can bring back to the region. A former inmate, Ramona Masagana Pemberton, is describing the lone Virgin Islands prison as a place that fails to rehabilitate offenders, instead creating conditions where inmates become better criminals. Pemberton recalled his experience in 2016 and 2017, saying there were few proper programs in place to help inmates. He explained that tensions inside the facility often escalated. He said as well that he and other inmates tried to create positive initiatives themselves, including sports tournaments and arts projects. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.